I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne, in this studio today. And when I mean studio, I mean at home, quarantine lifestyle, Chelsea Stark Jones.
Hey guys, was very much quarantine life or quarantine lifestyle for me. I just got out of the shower, forgot, was running late. So I'm ready to talk about my girls. Let's do it.
Yes, I got my cup, my Real Housewife cup with me. You know, we're all social distancing. We're all excited about the episode. Bring in the realness. Bring in the Sonia Morgan train flavor, Ronnie Jr. Hey, randomly.
Woo, she gives it to me. You know what? I'm going to say my opinion because we're going to talk. Well, let's talk. Oh. We're going to talk.
The new girl on the block, the pretty face, the Tinsley of the group, Allie.
I'll take it. Hello, guys. Yes, very excited to talk about this episode with you all.
Well, it's been a minute. I'm glad we're all together. It's been a minute since we've all been together. It's beautiful to see, you know. This episode was, it was good, you know. There was a lot of buffoonery. That was a good word for it, Chelsea Stark-Jones. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about, you know, the tough love of it. The theme was tough love. I don't know what the episode is exactly called, but I think the theme of it was tough love. We start with, you know, a shot of all the girls doing what they do in New York City, which is working out. Tinsley goes immediately to this guy named Martin, who's a star boxer. I think this was so great. He needs to be on Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian. He's the best motivator.
Yes.
And you know what? He's got money, too. Did you guys check out those Gucci shoes?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
You got to look at a man's watch and shoes because that will tell you everything. Everyone has a nice outfit, but his shoes were Gucci. What do we think about this shot of him talking about, you know, where do you get these names from? Hin Punch and Tinsley. I think he's a perfect match for her. He really does bring out the honesty in her, and it takes like two or three punches for that to happen. Allie, let's start with you, babe.
Yeah, I honestly felt like he was he's her therapist. Like you just said, he kind of gets to the raw and like the deeper side of her that she rarely shows. And it was really just relieving to kind of see her. He has to really work at her to get her to like throw some punches at him. And it takes a while for her to get mad. So I thought it was a great way to start the episode, because then at the end of the episode, we see this like fired up, crazy Tinsley. But yeah, that part was amazing. He was messing her name up and Dorinda's name up, and I was just so here for him. He was fabulous.
What are you doing? What do you think, Ronnie?
I'm gonna try to be nice and use good words, but I think that this was a scene, not saying reality TV is fake, of course, but obviously we've all worked in production and you have to set things up. I think this was one of those things that sounded better on paper and it didn't play out that well. Big burly guy, meek little Tinsley, let's like set it up in that way. It just didn't play for me, you guys. I do think it has a little bit to do with the fact that me engaging with the Tinsley storyline is a bit off, because we do know that, you know, Chicago is going to happen at some point. So I don't know. It was a bit of a filler for me, if I'm being blunt and honest, but it wasn't terrible though either. Yeah.
Chelsea.
I tend to disagree, Ronnie. I feel like you and I have been disagreeing a lot lately. I thought...
I know, we giggle with each other all the time, but we disagree principally.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I liked the big burly guy. I thought he, if anything, he was the one that made the scene or whatever for it. Just like, who are these women with these names, you know, getting her name wrong. Kind of like, also just like, he's like, how you doing? She's like, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm not that good. Like, and he's like, you had a direct answer. Like, you changed your answer within three times in 3 seconds. Like, so kind of like, I like that he kind of pushed Tinsley and was like, look, like, you're not someone that seems very sure of yourself. Even when someone asks you how your day is, you're very unsure about how your day is, you know? So I thought he was great. I thought it was a fun little way to open it and to see Tinsley doing something more active.
Yeah, you know, all the girls were kind of getting their little active thing on. You know, we see Ramona in the park with Sonia, and then we see the, you know, Dorinda taking a walk with Leah, and you know, it, I don't know. Dorinda's like, I'm not that interested. And I'm like, girl, you're obviously bothered. You're obviously interested. It plays out throughout the entire episode. I hope it doesn't play out through the entire season, because when Ramona is right, that's when you know something's wrong in the world. She was right. She was the voice of reason. She gave good advice. She gave perfect shade. I'm probably going to reveal my MVP really early for the episode. But it was very interesting. Dorinda said she's not interested in Tinsley, and it just clearly isn't true. Ramona does say that she feels like Dorinda is jealous of her. She says this in the park while dressed up in a runner's outfit, Chanel, little Gucci purse around the waist, just feeling it, the denim jacket with the little lips. I was just digging the whole vibe. But the message is, there's something behind Dorinda's madness. What do we think about this surface-wise? Because we're going to go deep about this in the episode later. But just surface-wise, what do you think it's all about? Ramona says it's jealousy. Allie?
Yeah, I think, again, like, just in the sense of the whole episode, I think that they did do a great job in shaping this episode and showing us those little moments, because it just leads up to everything that we're about to see at the end. But I think she is jealous a little bit. I think Dorinda just has so much built up anger over just everything with John. And I think she's just so upset that her life didn't play out the way she wanted it to. And so she's kind of taking it out on Tinsley just because she's the easiest target. I don't think she's even necessarily like jealous, or I don't think she even really hates Tinsley. I think she's just, again, she doesn't stand up for herself. She could have done this by now. She could have stuck up for herself episode one of this season, and she didn't. And now we're finally seeing it. And Dorinda is just picking on her because she's the easiest one. Bullying her.
Ronnie, what do you think about all this?
I guess I'll reserve more opinions to when we really break it down, but I don't know that I would think it's jealousy. I think there is a space that you can exist commentary, opinion, you know, this great point of view, asserting yourself into a situation. This is a show. They do need to be at the table and have something to say. I don't know that I would equate it to jealousy. I would equate it more to displaced anger and displaced where you are at your life. But I think jealousy, no diss to Allie's great take. I just think that's like an interesting take. And I don't see myself thinking that Dorinda ever wastes the moment saying, oh gosh, I don't have the wonderful life that Tinsley has. Because by the way, I don't think that Dorinda thinks Tinsley has a great life. I really don't think Dorinda cares about that. I think it's all internal. Yeah.
I do agree. Maybe there's some grief aspect to it. You know, she does feel like John is dragging her down, but she breaks up with them. She does seem like she's in the driver's seat of her own life, but she's unhappy. Chelsea, what do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's her own unhappiness. I think it's her not feeling fulfilled in her own life, her being unhappy with who she is and where she is in her life, and taking it out on who she thinks is the easiest target. Now, if Leah, you know, in the Hamptons, what was it, episode two, when Dorinda kind of got in her face, if Leah didn't back down in that moment, I think Dorinda would be using Leah as a punching bag because she's the new girl and whatnot. But because Leah kind of stood up for herself right there in that moment, she earned Dorinda's respect almost immediately. So I think it's you know, true that she's picking on her because she's the weakest link, but I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's just her own unhappiness and that she's projecting that onto Tinsley. And it's really ugly, to be honest with you. Dorinda was one of my favorites. Now she's kind of dropped down to the bottom this season, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I totally agree. We're going to have plenty of time to get into Dorinda. Say hi to us in the live chat, because we want some different opinions here. I want someone to jump into the live chat and say, you know what? Leave Dorinda alone. I don't care what's happening. Because I've seen that on Twitter. Someone was like, I lost my husband. I don't give an F what anyone's saying about Dorinda. Don't even at me, because I don't care. When she started breaking down about Richard at the end, she was just like, I don't care about anything. So there's some people that love Dorinda, and I want you guys to jump in. We are going to get into Dorinda. Let's just hold back on the floodgates soon. I know, Ronnie, you're ready to go, boo-boo. But let's talk about Leah's apartment, because you know what? It just reminded me of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ooh, honey.
Yes.
We in the ghetto. A white refrigerator. You know, Leah's apartment is probably more expensive than all of our houses here in Los Angeles combined. Mm-hmm. So it was absurd for Luann to act like that, but very on brand. Yeah. Guys, let's just look at the whole picture. Two alcoholics bonding. I can have a drink. No, I can have a drink. Me too. Me too. Ronnie, what do you think about this?
I like the scene. And yes, I do. I think that Luann does it in a way that nobody really takes it offensive. I hope that Leah also doesn't take it offensive, because it is fun. It's so on brand. It's so cute. And by the way, I love the way you said that, because that's the first thing I thought, Leanne, was, wait a minute, for this to be a cheapy, like, she lives in a great downtown neighborhood with the doorman, XYZ, and she got the two bedrooms, like, you know, that rent is not, or mortgage or whatever, is not anything weak. And for Luann to do the Luannism of it all, I thought was necessary. I like that they're bonding. I could see these two girls as having a bond in a really great way. So I'm all for their connection. And yeah, I ate it up for sure.
Chels, what'd you think about this?
I thought it was a cute scene, or a cute moment in the show. It was very, very on brand for Lou. I loved Leah's apartment, or love her apartment in general. I think it's cute. If I were a businesswoman that could afford that type of rent at that stage with just one daughter, maybe I'd live in something like that. I think actually I'm more on the Bethany side of apartments in New York City, but Leah's is cool too. Like,
who is it on Bethany's apartment? Bethany, who doesn't want to be on Bethany's level? Come on.
Yeah. So, but Leah's is a close second, I would say. So yeah, I liked it. I liked seeing them bond. I like seeing Leah kind of getting more friends outside of Tinsley in this group. So she's not just, you know, a one trick pony. So it was cool. It was a nice moment.
Allie, please tell me you have something to say about that stupid clear freaking dining table, freaking.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was cute. I thought her whole apartment was cute. I was so happy I'm so sorry. I know, I was so happy that we finally saw her apartment too, because I feel like we got a whole other side of her. We got to understand her style even more. She's so relatable. But yeah, we needed Lou's, like, you know, housewife commentary again. So on brand. I was cracking up. I thought it was funny. But her apartment was cute. I don't know. I liked it. What did you think? Yeah, tell us what you thought.
I actually really liked the apartment. The only thing is, like, that clear table that Luann was talking about, it does cheapen the whole thing. It's very IKEA. Your daughter's room, girl. I would have eaten on that cute little dining room table in the kitchen that there was nothing wrong with. Like, we could sit down and look at each other, like, I think, I mean, come on, you could have played it better for the Countess. You know what I mean? The Countess coming over. I thought it was fun, though. Let's keep it light, because that's what it is. It's fun, you know? Let's have a vodka soda like the girl said. Oh, my God. So John and Dorinda broke up. Thanks, Page Six. But she's still unhappy. She didn't share it with the group. Tinsley's throwing the shade. What do we think about this before we jump into the hell ride? That is the hay ride. That is the cornfield. That is the chihuahua against all the pit bulls. Chelsea, let's start with you.
I was on Tinsley's side with the whole, you know, how come we're hearing about this through Page Six when your whole thing is transparency, and not once have you really talked about your ups and downs with John or anything like that. So yeah, like, she should have been a little bit more transparent when it came to that in her relationship with John. Obviously we all knew that they weren't together, because you could read the news and see that they're no longer with each other, so it wasn't a big surprise. I actually did think that we were going to see her relationship play out with him a little bit more this season. So I guess the surprise was that it came earlier. But yeah, I mean, it sucks. But I also understand where she was coming from with the breakup, is he's no longer the partner that she needs anymore. And why waste time with somebody if they're not fulfilling you in the ways that you need? So it is what it is.
Yeah. Simone, boss, making me laugh in live chat. She's like, we have to move on from Bethany. I know it's hard.
It is challenging.
It's challenging. Ronnie, what do you think about this? Because I know just give me your take, baby. What do you think about this?
Well, I don't want to spend too much time on this because when we get there, it's a little bit more. But I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of Tinsley giving this like, you're coming at me and look at you in page six. It just didn't play well for me. This was a very low score on the scorecard of life. Tinsley was very low for me. So I'll save all my other opinions of how I felt Tinsley and Dorinda when they were in person. But I wasn't sharing.
But before she goes to the hayride is what she's talking about. She reads this press article. I want your reaction on like Tinsley, how she's finding out about it.
I'm saying I think that's weak sauce to be like, that's a little corny to me. Like Dorinda's problems are her own problems. Your problems are your own. If you got something to say to Dorinda, you can absolutely say that. Like, I don't know what you expect. What, she's not even your friend. Dorinda's not going to tell you anything. Dorinda's not hiding anything. She's dealing with it in the moment, to what I feel, but I could be wrong of the timeline. I don't know.
But I think though, the point being though, is that Dorinda expects Tinsley to relay all of her problems in her life to her. And so even like you say, like they're not even that close of friends. So for Tinsley to feel like, well, why am I going to run and tell you everything? Like it. So I didn't think it was a jab. I didn't think it was low. I see the hypocrisy in it, I guess.
Allie, what do you think, Allie?
I'm taking Chelsea's side here. I think we've seen Dorinda get on Tinsley so much for not opening up about her own relationships and everything she's going through. And she gets so upset at Tinsley for being secretive. So I think if I were Tinsley and I saw on page six, oh, Dorinda and her boyfriend broke up, I would feel the exact same way. It would feel very hypocritical. And I don't think Tinsley was like, oh, haha, you broke up with your boyfriend, that sucks. But I think she was just like, oh, see, now you understand what it's like. Like, it's deeper than that. Like, she didn't want to open up about it because it's hard. And I think Tinsley now, or Dorinda now knows how hard it is to kind of share with the group. So
just because we'll get into all of it later, and we do have to move on, I'm sure. I just want to say, I think what I'm thinking to your guys' great commentary, I'm thinking Dorinda necessarily hadn't had information to share just yet. I'm saying I'm feeling like it's developing in the moment. So the idea for Tinsley to say, you deserve to share all this stuff with me, it's like it's developing at the moment. I mean, a page six article comes out, that's like, oh, wow, you know, I'm still dealing and now it's in public. So I just didn't understand how Tinsley deserved, you know, that bit of information. Do you see what I'm saying? Just on the timeline.
It's just saying, it's obviously like, she's not going to tell everyone before that, but just like, yeah, we're having a rough patch, or how are you and John? You know, like playing as if everything's great. Like obviously they broke up, so things weren't great leading up to it. And Dorinda didn't share that part, you know?
Exactly.
Like, so it's like the breakup kind of came out of, for some people, out of left field. Ramona said she knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah. Ramona's asked Dorinda. Ramona, even though she doesn't do it in the best way, Ramona's like, well, what would you say if you saw John at a party? Like,
yeah,
even though she doesn't do it in the best way, it's openings for you to be like, you know what, don't talk about it like that. Are there problems in my relationship? Yes. You're talking about a party. Yeah, I don't like that he freaking goes out and parties. And you know what, we're gonna have a talk about it, and when I get done with it, then I'll let you know. How about that? Or something, you know? Very Dorinda-ish, but it's just, there is something up with Dorinda. Remember that movie, There's Something Wrong with Kevin? We need to change the title to Dorinda. There's something wrong with Dorinda right now. And I don't want to bag on her too much because I do love Dorinda, but you guys, we have to hold everybody accountable. Let's get into the hayride. Let's get into the drink. You know, Sonia says, you know, she's on vacation! With her girls. You guys, doesn't Elise look like an older Shannon Doherty?
Huh. She does look exactly. No, that's spot on. Yeah, no, Shannon Doherty, that's a vibe, yeah. I like Elise, and I like Shannon Doherty in her ways, yeah.
Allie, do you know who Shannon Doherty is?
I have the picture in my head, but I, like, so bad just want to bring out Google just to
Charmed,
make sure.
Charmed.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I love
her.
Not 90210, but Charmed. Oh,
the gay education, I have to teach everybody.
The children, yep.
Somebody taught me when I was young, and now I'm going to pass down the lessons. Shannen Doherty, gay icon. Yes, you need to know who she is. I like that Elise was like, what's going on with John? You know, we talk about, you know, going to the actual, you know, the term, let's get out of Dodge. Is that like a thing? Because they're not in like Dodge, wherever they're at. Or is it, Ronnie, is there a place Dodge back east?
Oh, I don't know. But I what are you asking though? Are you saying why it's so important to go away or?
No. When they were leaving, Luann was like, you know, I think it's great to go away. Let's get out of Dodge. And I'm like, is that a saying? Because I'm all about sayings. Like, you know, I grew up around a lot of people that are very eclectic, like people from the South, people from the North, people from Europe. And I like to take their sayings and that's like me. I'm a big flavor of everybody in the world and I'm a sponge. So like when I heard let's get out of Dodge, I'm like, that sounds like a saying. Let me know in the live chat if that's
I think it is. And I thought it was perfectly applicable to, we just need to get out of town, go to where it's, you know, upstate. And, you know, it was,
Well, it starts right away. I wish I could give you guys a little bit of a little warm up or something, some foreplay. The girls just get into it right away, you know. Elise does her job as the friend. I'm starting to warm up to her. And especially after I was like, this is Shannen Doherty right here. This is Shannen right here. She was like, what's going on with John? And Dorinda gave us a very PC answer, and Tinsley starts mumbling, and it just gets her hot. And Dorinda just goes in, you know, my gum lasts longer than you, you know? And Ramona is like, thank God it's not me. And she's like, do it like Obama. Do it like Obama. You gotta slow it down. I don't take you seriously, Tinsley, with that high-pitched voice. And then it was like the next person. And then it just started to pile up. What do we think about this? Let's start it with Elise and graduate to like where I'm at right here. You know, what do we think about this opening, Allie?
Oh man, there's just so much to cover. I think I liked seeing Elise kind of slowly start it because we all knew where it was heading. And as soon as Tinsley was like slowly speaking under her breath to Leah, I was like, okay, oh gosh, what is Dorinda gonna do? And then Dorinda just claws out, like went for it. Tinsley went for it. And I think seeing Ramona trying to be the one to like calm everyone down was the best part of all of it. That just cracked me up. But I don't know. I love to see it. I feel like it was like low-key healthy for these girls to just finally let it out. Just throw it all out there. Like you can only you know what I mean? Like the more you say, the worse it is now, the better it can be in the morning. I think, I don't know. I was just glad that they were saying their true feelings for once.
Chelsea, for someone who's not interested.
Exactly. So my whole thing was I just wish someone kind of helped Tinsley in that moment. Like, I know she's a big girl, she should be able to defend herself, but like Dorinda was going so low and so behind the belt, like below the belt, talking about you're invisible, you're dumb. Like,
isn't she though?
But like, it's so, but that's not relevant to the conversation though. For like you to like, and for you to not care about somebody in that way, why even give her so much of your time if you don't care about her? Like, so for her to go off in that way, it was just so, and also just for no reason. Like, I'm sorry, like I could understand it if Tinsley did something to hurt her relationship with John or whatever. Like, Dorinda's going so hard at Tinsley for literally no reason, nothing at all. And it's like, I don't understand the reaction to something so minimal, you know, it's because she doesn't want to tell you about her and Scott, like boohoo. Like, why do you care so badly? Like, leave it alone, drop it. Like, so that's the thing about the whole, I'm very disappointed with Dorinda. I really am. Like, I'm
Ronnie,
very disappointed with her.
She wasn't ready for that smoke, Ronnie. Kinsley wasn't ready for that smoke.
I love the scene. Oh, before we say anything, the quote was from
reference.
Gunsmoke. Yeah, the reference was from Gunsmoke 1950s series.
Oh, let's
get out of Dodge. Yeah, yeah.
See, I told you. I can add that to my film repertoire right here.
Or education. Yes, write the
Horace
book, baby.
King, Simone, Courtney, Give, Tea Goddess. There's someone else I want to say hi to. Stephanie Rodriguez, Lisa J. Let's see, who else? That's it. Say hi. I see you guys are watching. Ronnie, what do you think about this? Like I said, I don't think Tinsley was ready.
Well, here's what I liked about the scene, and I think you guys might be on the same page with me. If we all could remember, I think this was when we started to realize who the potential two new housewives were, because this was the first shot when they were near the corn maze where there was, oh, who's this Elise? Who's this Leah? They're joining the cast. Like, as I remember, when all the blogs and all that started announcing, this was like the photo. So to me, it kind of took me back to that little place, which I thought was really cool. Some of my big takeaways from the scene itself were, you know, this is why we love Sonia Morgan, because while everything is going crazy, Sonia Morgan, I had to rewind the episode a couple times, because while it's getting heated up on this side and heated up on this side, Sonia's belligerentness was the most hysterical thing. She's talking about, I lost my husband too. She had that face that doesn't hold up. You got to like cock it up a little bit. It was
pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes, a small penis.
And then that, no, here's my thoughts with this, because I know Leon said, you know, people maybe in the chat were wondering who's going to be there to sort of defend Dorinda. I was never 100% a Dorinda fan, but in this particular case, I didn't have any problem with her. I do know that she has displaced anger, and that does sadden me a little bit. But the weird thing is, I do think there is an accountability that Tinsley needs to take. If you are going to do an under your breath comment, you know you're not in a good place, you're going to get that smoke, as Leon has been saying. You're going to get that smoke. Like, it's a little bit, you guys are still repairing, and that's fine. Dorinda is actually trying to share, and she's even kind of like letting you be. She's kind of making you invisible or whatever. And I just was like, I couldn't have sympathy for Tinsley. I'm not buying the whole meek Tinsley, bully Dorinda. I'm not, because she did open that up. The under your breath commentary was a little tacky. I thought it would have been a great time for her to say, hey, Dorinda, kind of what Chelsea said, which makes a lot of sense. Hey, Dorinda, this is kind of what I struggle with, because you tell me this and I see that you're having a hard time, and she could have connected. But when you got to admit, when you're drunk and somebody, when somebody does an under your breath comment, you kind of got to get the smoke that comes with it. I really believe that. Yeah. That's about it.
I don't think any way Tinsley could have brought it up. Dorinda was going to, she was going to react the exact same way, whether Tinsley put it in a pretty bow or said it underneath her breath. Dorinda just has it out for her. And the reason why I feel like she's being a bully, and why it's not even that I feel bad for Tinsley. It's just like seeing someone like attack someone week after week for the smallest reason. It's just, it's hard to watch. I was just like hearing her like yell and yell and yell when you know it's misplaced anger or displaced anger, whatever. It's like, so that's like the hard thing for me. It's just like, if she did something so horrible to you, like, yeah, get her. But like a under your breath comment, like she could have very easily just like, if you're done with this girl, you could have very easily just like let it go and like continue on with yourself. But to like berate her for like however long that was, it was just like, it's ridiculous. And I'm tired of seeing it. Like, it's just, it's no longer interesting. It's no longer like a good back and forth. It's not like a Portia, Nene, or like Kenya, whatever battle where they go tit for tat. Like, no, it's just like seeing you yell over and over again with no really retort. It's just, it's old.
I just think on the side of Tinsley, if I was like on Team Tinsley, I would have wished she wouldn't have said anything. Like, also on the same thing, like, keep that person invisible. You guys are already going to plan to go do a lunch or whatever. Like, save the commentary for that. I'm just saying, we have to do a little bit of accountability for Tinsley. If you're trying to say something slick, like, you were trying to be funny. Like, there's no way, Tinsley, you were trying to be slick. And I just think we have to put a little ownership on that. Now, did Dorinda act out of line? She absolutely did. And I do think
it just wouldn't have mattered. It was going to happen no matter what. Dorinda was ready to go. I just want to read a little bit of what's going on in Twitter sphere. Make sure to follow me on Twitter. Hollywood Leon. So Reality Bite says, when Ramona Singer is lecturing you on kindness, you've got a problem. Dorinda, that's not nice to say invisible.
It wasn't nice to say.
Cam Bam says, all of us viewers are suffering too. And guess who's suffering from her pain? We are. And then let's see, Luann casually drinking her wine as she passes the downward spiral baton off to Dorinda. Boo, bravo psychology. Hey, boo. Let's see. Love Andy C, one of my personal favorites on Twitter, says, I know Dorinda is being rough on Tinsley, but I love her. I feel bad for her. She said she wanted to die when Richard passed. Was heartbreaking. Don't at me. Don't care. All right. See, that was the balance.
There we go. Yeah.
Now back to the bashing. Just kidding. Okay. So let's see. Luann said, do it like Obama. She pulls Tinsley to the side. Tinsley's going crazy. Poor baby. I just feel like no one is listening to her. Even when you're talking to Tinsley, you're not listening to her. You're talking at her as she's like crying like a toddler in your face. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with Tinsley. I feel like I would probably be like a Ramona kind of friend. Like I would stand for it like the first couple times, but then it would just get so old to me. I don't like people that act like children. Like, girl, you're 40 something. Act like a woman. You know what I mean? Dorinda is acting like a monster. So she said she brings up Richard and then she just breaks down and everyone is supposed to feel sorry for her. And a lot of people do, obviously, on Twitter and stuff. And I usually would be on that kind of train. But it's clearly like deflection. You can't go that hard and then cry about something that happened so long ago. Why don't you just cry that you just went that hard and you didn't mean to? Like, I just went crazy, or like, this is just me spiraling or something. But to just bring up Richard again, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. It feels like it's too much for brunch.
I have to say, I agree. I thought I might be the only one on the panel that would feel so strongly against Dorinda using this. I think how it came up too, Leah was saying, you know, you guys think about where she's coming from, like why she gets so hypersensitive towards things. Like, you all have something, we all have something that she has been wanting, which is a family and to have children. And then Dorinda just out of nowhere, like playing it as the ultimate trump card. Well, my husband died. And it's like, okay, we're not comparing each other's lives here. We're not saying like what you went through is worse or not as bad as what she's going through. Like, we're not doing that. So like, it was really frustrating for like her to just like, it's like, yeah, it gives you the excuse to act badly. And that's not the case. So like, when she said that, I was kind of just like, okay, like, I get it. I don't get it. I haven't lost a spouse. So like, I could understand and I feel badly for her that she had to go through that. But just to use that as like, well, since my husband died, I'm allowed to like berate her for no reason whatsoever and to act this way.
Let's change the words up, because I feel like the way you're wording it is going to make people go against it. How about this? How about it's unfair for her to tap into that moment? Because yeah. I've had a lot of loss in my life. And if me and you were fighting and I tapped into that moment, of course I'm going to cry even more. You know what yeah. I mean? So it's like, I don't think it's fair for her to tap into that moment and bring that in, because her feelings about her husband are completely justified.
Yeah, they're valid for sure.
But don't you think it's unfair for her to tap into that moment? I feel like it's much better of a phrasing, because that's exactly what she's doing. It's not that she's using her feelings about her dead husband, because those feelings are valid. It's just unfair for her to bring the, it's like, what does it have to do with Tinsley?
Well, like Leah yeah, said. I agree that it has, the relevancy is wrong. And I also just want to point out, did you guys also realize when Sonia said, I lost my husband too?
Oh yeah.
I was surprised Dorinda didn't backhand her there too.
Yeah. I was so worried because that happened before. That,
And
honestly, not because I'm a Sonya fan, but in that case, when Dorinda did that, I wasn't very happy with that, because it is, as Leanne explained it greatly, like, you can't just always have that in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Here's where I think Dorinda had the problem, and maybe it sounded like I was defending Dorinda 2,000%. I was defending certain things. I was defending, if Tinsley, if you're going to say something under the breath, you better get ready to catch the action. Like, that I'll still stand by. But the part that is challenging is, I think what Dorinda wants to say, but she's so terrible with her words, is, it's hard enough for me to start talking about John right now. I'm going to try to do it. And she is. And that's how the whole conversation starts. And then Tinsley jumps in and it bothered her. She was very bothered. And instead of like owning that and owning like, this is so hard for me to talk about this, because really it is a connection with Richard, even though we're talking about John. So instead of holding that vulnerability, she goes on the offensive. So that part, Chelsea, I do think is a little rough. You know what I mean? I can agree with that, because that's all really Dorinda had an issue with, is that she was finding the gall to talk about a tough thing, which was John, but also the connection to Richard and things she hasn't grieved over. And, you know, a better communicator would have said, like, please don't get in this right now, Tinsley. We're not even good. Like, this is hard for, that's what she should have done. We would have valued her more. If she would have done just, this is hard for me, Tinsley. I don't know you. Please, please let me finish this sentence, because this is hard for me. I think it would have been a much better Dorinda scene. Am I right? I mean, I just.
Yeah, I mean, her reaction was just, went too far.
I think it's the alcohol. Like, I'll just say that. I think if they weren't drinking and they were just having a normal night, then they would have communicated like mature adults. But they're all very drunk.
I want them to have more drinks, actually. Give them more.
Me too. But I'm just saying, I think their emotions are all valid, but the reason they're getting angry, the reason Dorinda's turning into this bully is because she's probably just an angry drunk right now. So maybe her and Tinsley, if they even have any hope of reconciling their friendship or whatever, should just sit down with some water and just talk it out, like, in a healthy, normal environment.
Karen Taft coming in with the shade on the live chat. Dorinda is a very masculine woman with a drinking problem, and she treated John horribly. There we go. Karen coming in. Hi, Tracy Holland Sheed. I hope I said that right. SG, hello. Dorinda pulled Tinsley aside abruptly at the party. Was that any better? No booze. Dorinda hates her. Hey, Doris King. All right, guys. We're starting to wrap up. I just want to get your final thoughts on what do we think is going to happen in the upcoming episodes? You know, this was obviously one of the ones we were looking forward to. Tinsley screaming in the middle of the cornfield. Very therapeutic, very on brand. I feel like she's been doing that a lot lately. She's just been releasing lately and just been like, and I'm here for it. It's going to make for a sweet departure. You know, we all know she's leaving. So to me, I'm just enjoying Tinsley while we have her right now, because I really didn't appreciate her the first couple seasons. Obviously, the proof is in the tapes. Roll the tape back. Roll it back, Andy. Roll the tape back.
Chelsea,
what do you think about this, this future of Real Housewives of New York for the next couple seasons? I mean, episodes.
I don't think Tinsley and Dorinda are going to find any resolve with one another, especially for as long as Dorinda is holding on to some type of gripe in her life and unhappiness in her life, she's not going to be able to move forward with Tinsley in any sort of meaningful way. I hope that they could just coexist with one another, because I'm tired of like the baseless arguments and bullying, to be honest. And I'm actually a little bit curious about, I mean, I know we all love a drunk Sonia, and this kind of came up last season. Her drinking is kind of getting to a point where it's a little bit like, is she the joke now? Like, or is she in on the joke? You know what I mean? Like, when I watch her drink and I see her like acting like a little bit, you know, too loose, a little bit too, ratcheting it up a little bit too much, I'm like, well, is she
both?
Yeah. Is she in on it? Or is she the butt of the joke now? You know? So I'm curious to see how her drinking plays out the rest of the season, if other women find it problematic.
Ronnie, what do you think about this end scene when they're like at the wine and they're like, hey, don't touch his small penis? And then I feel like Sonia decided to just come out to Tinsley for no reason, cherry on top. He'd do anything for a bracelet. Tinsley was like, it's all about what's inside. I'm like, oh, revealing about Scott. Now we know. Okay.
That was bad. If it's small, there's not going to be that much inside. But anyway, I like the scene. I want to go off a little bit what Chelsea was saying. As a big Sonia fan, I have been worried about that. I remember one Watch What Happens Live. I think it was one where they did an outdoor, one of the outdoor Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And I was a little like, between Sonia and her, you know, she with different medication and her weight loss and gain and not eating and she's a recluse. I sometimes wonder, like, is she at some point being pushed too far to do this and perform? I like that as a commentary and as a question, because I really do worry sometimes. I wasn't worrying this time. I thought it was fun. I thought she was in on the action. You know, seeing her pee is fun. And I think she just dresses it up. She's like the picture perfect for if you don't want your daughter on the show, because apparently her daughter's like never been on the show, right? You just got to give, you got to give the TV network something. And she does that. So I think we're in an okay space, but it's definitely worth the worry, Chelsea. I agree as well. I will say, if I was tough on Tinsley today, I think it's just because I'm actually really sort of bummed that she's going to leave. So, like, I guess my tolerance for her is a lot less, right? And we already know this is a privileged woman. You know, like I said, I watched the CW series years ago. I really did like her at some point, and it just feels like she's going to give up on us, right? And I think that's why my tolerance with her is a little low. I think I just assessed that today.
Yeah.
Allie, wrapping up, what did you think about this wine scene? And quickly, what do you think about what's going to happen in the next couple episodes?
Yeah, going back to the Sonia at the end, I think everything she says cracks me up. Like, she's just pure entertainment, so I'm here for it. But I am a little concerned, too, because I don't want people to get the wrong idea. And I hope, because I care about her and her health, and so I don't want her to continue this behavior, but for now I'm enjoying it. Whatever, she's great. For next episode,
do you enjoy a dick pic like Luann says? She's like, it doesn't do it for me. Like, I need the real thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Who here likes a dick pic? I do.
No thanks.
Yeah. You don't, Chelsea?
I'd rather have it in front of me. Like, no. Why are you teasing me?
I don't mind getting a scroll and doing an evaluation and, you know, categorizing. I think that's fun.
Right? I think, too, what the sommelier was saying, like, a female's body is so much more interesting to look at. No offense, guys.
Inaccurate.
A male body, so like
no.
That's kind of like, I'd just rather use it for what it's good for.
Agree with Chelsea again. Yeah,
Luann's like, I love men, and the guy who was clearly gay was like, ew, why do you like men? I'm like, honey, yeah. Queen, calm down, okay? quit lying.
Oh my god,
Allie, what do you think for the next couple episodes?
Well, what I would like to see is Tinsley and Dorinda. I know they're not going to be like BFFs, but I would like to see them just come to this understanding. Okay, like, let's agree to disagree. We do not get along, but for the sake of the group, let's just move on. I hope that happens. But yeah, and I'm also just curious to see when Tinsley's going to go, how that's going to play out, if it's going to be because of Dorinda and Scott. But yeah, so just, I'm excited to see everything, all of it. But I hope that they get to be like, friendly. I don't know. I'm so tired of their drama in particular. So I'm over it.
Yeah. Exhausting.
I think Dorinda will hit a wall. She'll go into therapy. All roads lead to Rome. She'll figure out what it is, go through the grief, and start moving forward. I think the weird thing about Dorinda, she's as hard as she is, and she plays below the belt. Actually, maybe I like her a little bit because she's a very Kenya Moore. Actually, if you think about it, they take the receiving information and then they go too far. I could agree with that. I love Kenya. But I think she'll hit that wall. And one good thing about Dorinda, maybe even more than Kenya, is Dorinda has a redeeming quality. She has a big heart. She wants to connect. And I think that's why that gets her mad. She gets more mad because things aren't going the way she prepares them. She's a you know, dinner party gal. She throws the dinner party. She needs to relax and let life happen. I think she'll get around to Tinsley. And I do think she's going to say she's sorry. I truthfully do, you guys.
I hope so. Right. I think the beginning of the season, Ramona said we're going to see a different side of Dorinda. Dorinda's going to really go through it this year. And I didn't really understand what she meant by it. And now I do. So I hope that we see a better side of Dorinda towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, we'll be back next week to keep talking about it. Make sure to catch up with us on all the social medias. You know, Ronnie's got a YouTube channel. Chelsea and Allie have killer Instagram accounts. Make sure to check us all out because we're always promoting. We're coming up with content for you guys so you can be at home and be entertained. While you're here on YouTube, just go to my YouTube channel afterwards and hit subscribe. It's so easy, and I would really, really appreciate it. We're trying to grow the brand here. You can follow my show. It's Bravo Bitch Podcast here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you, Maria, for that platform. I love you. Wednesdays at 2 p.m. It's going to be amazing. I had Peter from Vanderpump Rules last week. Chelsea, where can we find you? What do you want to promote, baby?
You could find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and check out my website, ChelseaSirkJones.com. I like to say I'm the perfect mix of sports and lipstick. So a lot of sports stuff, a lot of female girl lifestyle housewife stuff as well. So yeah.
So you just like it rough is what you're saying.
Oh my God.
Let's do the girls. So Allie, where can we find you? What do you want to promote, babe?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Alexandra Janes. That's J-A-N-E-S. And also for Camp Getaway after show on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., another Bravo show, you can find me there as well.
You're going to have to come on to It's Bravo, Bitch, and talk about Camp
Getaway. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's like
I'd
a huge orgy. One of the guys looks exactly like Kyle from Summer House. I'm like, where are they getting these people? So you're going to have to come on and talk about it. Ronnie, where can we find you?
It was a really good It's Bravo Bitch show. I watched that. You guys were fantastic. You can find all my stuff at randomlyronniejr.com. That goes to the YouTube channel. And at the AfterBuzz platform, we're doing a podcast devoted to J-Lo, and it is named a podcast about J-Lo. Fascinating, right? and we do that every Tuesday, and it's literally 45 minutes of talking about the queen. And it's really fun. We talk about career, we talk about success, we talk about dating lots of men, all that J-Lo stuff. Yeah, it's really fun.
His love don't cost a thing, so make sure to subscribe to the channel. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, New Yorkers. Bye, After Buzzers. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.